This week, on a special episode of WebMD's Health Discovered podcast, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
When I first heard the words, "you have lung cancer," I was in shock.
It's a diagnosis that changes everything. So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is a special report from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
The dark shadow of the BTK serial killer, Dennis Rader, may be even longer and darker than previously thought. I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for joining us. Although Rader is currently serving 10 consecutive life terms for the murder of 10 people between 1974 and 1991, there are still unsolved missing persons and murder cases possibly attributed to him. His daughter, Carrie Rawson, stated on the record that there are currently 5 undisclosed cases that investigators believe could be linked to her father, a man she describes as a pathological liar, narcissist, sexual, sadistic psychopath, and a predator and a dad. The first of these cases involves Cynthia Dawn Kinney, a 16-year-old cheerleader who went missing in 1976 from Oklahoma. The case, referred to as PJ Bad Wash Day in Rader's journals, is one of several that investigators are now re-examining based on a collection of writings and other materials seized after Rader's arrest in 2005. The Osage County Sheriff's Office, which has been conducting a thorough search of properties linked to Rader, recently found potential evidence, including possible restraints, a pantyhose ligature, and what could be considered trophies that might help identify another victim. Another case is the unsolved murder of 22-year-old Shauna Beth Garber in McDonald County, Missouri. In 1990, referred to as PJ Mossy Lake in Rader's journals, Garber's assault exhibited the BTK signature. However, she was raped. That's the difference. She was also restrained with different types of bindings and then strangled. Her remains found severely decomposed near an abandoned house in southwest Missouri. They were identified through genetic genealogy in 2021. In addition to these two cases, there are 3 more. Another missing woman from Hayes, Kansas in 1983, referred to as PJ Prairie. An unsolved murder in Kansas, referred to as Project Bell. And another unsolved violent crime in Oklahoma, known as Oklahoma Case Number 2, which was not a murder or a missing persons case. These investigations are part of a broader effort to solve cold cases that may be linked to Rader. After his arrest, authorities uncovered a trove of writings, including journals, notebooks, and an unpublished book manuscript, which Rader used to document his crimes and fantasies. These writings have provided a treasure trove of clues for investigators trying to solve cold cases. Rawson, who has been assisting the investigators, revealed in an interview that she had made a surprise visit to her father in prison to confront him about his potential involvement in the unsolved cases. Despite having no contact order against him due to his cyberstalking, she volunteered to speak with him in person. She described her father's deteriorating health, but noted that he is mentally sharp and still enjoys playing mind games. The BTK killer's reign of terror lasted for decades, during which he taunted the police and media with cryptic letters. His modus operandi involved stalking his victims, breaking into their homes, and then binding, torturing, and killing them, hence the moniker BTK, bind, torture, kill. He would often take tokens from the crime scene, such as jewelry, identification cards, and lingerie. Despite his current incarceration, the possibility that Rader may be linked to more unsolved cases underscores the importance of continued investigation and the use of modern forensics to bring closure to the families of the victims. As Rawson stated, "Let's keep working together to solve these cases for these families. They deserve all that we can give them." That's the latest in the new investigation into Dennis Rader, otherwise known as the BTK killer. We will keep you up to date right here. Press subscribe so you don't miss any breaking updates. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
This has been a special report from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers Podcast. This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers Podcast, dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.